said maybe God told you to wear a worldly representation of carnal, violent, covetous, pride-filled football.
Does God care about what's on the outside?
God cares about what's in your heart, and it shows what on your outside. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth does speak. He's speaking lies and defending worldliness. That's what's in his heart. Anything else? I'm preaching to everybody because I'm a street preacher, ma'am. Why are you talking to me when the Bible says women should be silent? Does the Bible say women should be silent, brother?
Yes, it does.
When the men are talking about the things of God?
I do not believe.
You believe that says that?
Wasn't there a woman deacon?
There was no women teaching the word of God in front of men in the scriptures. So you men are Calvinists, you're Baptists, you're worldly, you have no standing. We love you. We hope you repent. I think we spent enough time here. We hope you repent. You are going to lose your soul lest you come out of the world and come to that biblical gospel.
God loves you.
No, God does not love those that work sin. Psalm 5:5, God hates all workers of iniquity. Did you know that? I want you to hear that. God hates all workers of iniquity, Psalm 5:5. Unless you repent, you're not going to get the love of God. You're going to get his wrath. You're working iniquity in the Baptist faith, in the Ohio State carnal system, in feminization. We love you enough to come and tell you that truth. Turn and repent, folks. Seek the kingdom of God. Does anybody have any Bible questions? We got a crowd going here. Anybody have a Bible question that they want answered from the Word of God? I'll take a shot at it.
Don't forget to reach out to Colton Wright.
Colton Wright. You tell him. Two posts. You tell him the two posts the street preacher will be talking to him.
Two posts?
Two posts.
Okay. Thank
this
you.
Is my brother Purgos. This is my brother Akuo.
Yeah, please reach out. Please do that.
You know what? What's your first name?
My name is Remington. Can I shake your hand? Is that okay?
I don't shake the hands of people that follow false religion, but I'm going to tell you I love you and I'll pray for you.
Just reach
and
out.
And I hope to hear from you or your pastor.
That'd be good. Thank you.
You can email me too. You got our gospel card.
Okay.
Yeah. Love to hear from you. All right. So we're preaching Jesus Christ. We're lifting up the biblical gospel today. We're loving our neighbor, preaching the truth. We love you. We want you to know the truth. You're set on the path of destruction. Who loves the word of God?
Comes up to me and says, you again, and then shakes your head like...
Well, because you're representing my Savior wrongly in sin and worldliness. I love you, but you're representing him. You're representing him, and you're creating a false Jesus that lets you be of the world and lets you compromise. I've seen you walking around with your buddies.
Yeah.
You got to come out of the world, sir.
Yeah.
You got to lose your pride and your vanity. What's all this stuff? The motorcycle world, sir. How does that make you? Look at you. You have idolatrous images on the back of your vest. We love you. Why won't you talk about the things of God? He was a mocker. That's why he came in. He was a mocker before. We don't want our neighbors to be led astray into the weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus actually warned about hell and described it more than he described heaven. Test yourself to the holy word of God. What are you living for? Why did you come here today? Are you feeding the flesh? Or are you seeking the kingdom of God? Unless you seek the kingdom of God, you have no hope of eternity to come. Jesus Christ is a glorious Savior. Jesus Christ makes a narrow way. Jesus Christ is not just for Sunday religion that God did not ordain. Jesus Christ is not a hobby. He's not a bumper sticker. He's not a religious service. None of this is of a holy God. These are all man-made traditions that will damn your soul. Christ is life. Christ is truth. Christ is righteousness.
Thank you.
Christ is holiness. If you're not seeking and living these things, you have none of Christ. The Bible says life is a vapor. You're here today, you're gone tomorrow. What's going to become of you? Here today, gone tomorrow.
obviously can't get in front of businesses and basically shut down people coming to them. Can't block people and
haven't done any of that. I've seen harassment today. I wonder why that would be.
Okay.
I've been here last year. I'm peaceful. I don't harass anybody. You're not telling anybody else to move. There was a lady and people standing in the middle of the road in a cart, and I was standing there preaching, and you're one of your big, heavy, heavy officers, a fat man, came up to me and said, "You got to move, buddy, move right now." And I said, "I'm preaching, I don't have to move." "Oh, you got to move," he said. I said, "No, I don't." The Supreme Court has already ruled this isn't loitering. As long as I'm not blocking traffic, I see no cars.
Well, it's not just traffic, that's but, cars. But general
you got
again.
People all over here, sir, standing, and you're not stopping them.
Like I said, as long as you're not impeding the flow of traffic or preventing somebody from going to
a favor, just pass it on to your chief that the street preacher that's never been arrested that honors you guys and always thanks you has been harassed today for no reason.
Okay, well, I mean, he's aware of everything.
Let him know that I told you that, okay?
Okay.
Can I give you a gospel card?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You got to repent and come out of the culture and the churches, sir. No one's good but God. You're going to lose your soul lest you repent. Are you seeking after Christ in spirit and truth?
God loves you, bro. God loves you.
Who does God love, sir?
All of us.
No. That's not true. The Bible says, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yeah.
Take a gospel card.
Love him, babe.
But you got to love God and come through Christ to get the love of God. If you don't love God and come through Christ and obey him, you're not going to get the love. Guess what you're going
to
get?
The way I see it, he loves all of us. We just have to choose to love him back.
Well,
to get
he did love the world by John 3:16, but you don't get it unless you repent and come out of the world, come out of the false church systems. But he doesn't actually, Psalm 5:5 says he actually hates the wicked. Go look it up.
Sin,
right? It does. It says he hates the wicked, and Psalm 11:5 says he hates those that love violence, like sports and politics and entertainment, all the violence that goes on. He destroyed Noah's day for violence, which is injustice and violence. So yeah, God, you can get the love of God available today in that one-time act of Jesus Christ. If you repent, come out of the world, come out of all the false church systems, and seek the kingdom of God. If we decide to make our own way, you're not going to get the love of God. I was just talking to a police officer. If I don't obey the law, what's going to happen to me? They're going to arrest me. I'm going to go to jail. If you don't know God and obey his law for the New Testament, you're not going to make it to the kingdom of God, no matter how much he loved in Christ. He's going to say, you didn't know me, you didn't obey, you could have read the scriptures. See, you could be studying the scripture instead of here entertaining your flesh.
I do actually study the scriptures.
Well, if you would study the scriptures, you'll see James 4:4 says, to be in the world makes you an enemy of God. To be a friend with the world makes you an enemy of God. And we're supposed to be about the kingdom work. That's how you're going
to
get the love of God through Christ.
And make disciples.
Right. Teaching them to come out of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can't be in the world to make disciples.
We have to turn away from the world's things to do so. Because we can't show the right thing if we're in the world.
You have to turn away from the world and sin and false religion. All the churches are lying. They're all lying. Name one that's fully biblical.
Seen a few that run
really
biblical.
Really, like what? Name
like,
one.
Go to a church in Warsaw that
what's
follows
it called?
The Bible pretty closely.
Pretty close. They keep any sin?
Warsaw Assembly of God.
They don't.
Warsaw Assembly of God. Assembly of God, they're united to 25% lady pastors, Christmas and Easter pagan holidays, feminization, worldliness, emotionalism. A lot. Some of them do the unbiblical tongue talking. Tongues can be biblical, but
we do that.
Yeah, but it's unbiblical when they do that.
Talking tongues?
In that way.